And the pasuk continues, Sheni, Ve'asisa mishbitzai zav, and you shall make settings for the Avni Shoyam of gold. Even though the pasuk in pasuk Yudal said, Musabois mishbitzai zav, that the settings surrounded the Avnei Shoyim, it was stated already in Pasuk Yud Aleph. The Psukim over here are just telling us that it had another purpose. Besides for surrounding the Avnei Shoyim, it also had a connection to the Choshen, which will be explained in more detail a little further in the parasha of the Choshen. And the Pasuk is saying here, Vasiso Mishbisai Zob, you shall make settings, which means two settings of gold for the Avnei Shoyim. Ushtei Sharsharoi Zavtar, and there will be two chains made of pure gold, Mikbolois, that will come from the border of the Choshen. Tasa Oisam, you shall make them. Masi Avois, braided work. Vinosato Esharsharoi Zavois is Alamish Bitsois. And these two braided chains that came from the edge of the Choshen will be placed on the Mishbitzos on these settings. The Pasuk is not going into detail here to tell you exactly how these chains and the Mishbitzos held up the Choshen, but the Pasuk over here just wants to tell you that besides for the fact that the Mishbitzos surrounded the Avnei Shoyim, they will also have some connection to holding up the Choshen, and that will be explained further in the parasha of the Choshen. Zot Rashi. Vosiso mishbitzai zav. Miet mishbitzai shtayim. The minimum amount of the plural settings means two. V'lepirish l'cha ato b'parasha zu. And the pasuk over here is not getting into detail. Ela miksas sarchon. Only part of their use. V'parasha the Choshen germe l'cha pirushon. And in the parasha of the Choshen, it will go into more detail of how these mishbitzais will hold up the Choshen. Sharsharoi zav, shalshalois, it means golden chains. Migbalois, from the word gavul, border. L'soif gavul ha-choshen tasa oisam. These chains will be coming from the edge of the Choshen. Masi avois, masi klias chutin, the work of braided strands. V'loi masi nekavim ukfelim, and not the work of rings and hooks, like a chain, ka'oisen sha'oisen labores, like the chains that are used for wells to lower the bucket. Ela ka'oisen sha'oisen la'ardas kois, but rather it is these braided chains that are made for pouches. Shekorin, which is called in French, inchin sharish. So Rashi v'nosato es sharsharois, you shall place these chains, shel avoisois, which means ha'asuyas masi avois, these chains that were made braided work, al mishbitzos, they will be put on the settings on the mishbitzos that surround the Avnei Shoyim. Al mishbitzos halalu, on these mishbitzos. V'loi zehu mokam tzavois asiyosin shel sharsharois. This is not the pasuk, this is not the place that the pasuk is telling me the chiyuv, the commandment of making these chains. V'loi tzavos kiviyoson, and this is not the place where the Torah is commanding me where to place them. Ve'ein tasa omer kan loshen tzivoy, ve'ein v'nasata omer kan loshen tzivoy. The pasuk, when it says tasa, is not commanding me to make them, and when the pasuk says v'nasata, it is not commanding me where to place them. Elo loshen osin, it is a future loshen. Ki b'parshas haChoshen, further on in the parsha of the Choshen, Choser u'mitzaveu al atziyosan val kviyosan, the pasuk repeats and says, make them and where to place them. V'loi nichtav kan, and the pasuk over here is not writing it. Elo lehediyachom miksas tzorech hamishbitzos, only to let you know part of the use of these settings. Shetziva lasis in ma'efod, that he commanded to make these settings with efod, because of the chazois lemelacha, and he writes this to tell you, hamishbitzos halolu, these settings that the pasuk until now just said that it was used to surround the Avnei Shoyim, yuzkaku l'cha, you will need it for another use. L'kashetaseh sharsharoyis mikbolos, when you will make these braided chains that go from the edge of the Choshen, al ha-Choshen, titnam, you will place them on the Choshen, al mishbitzos halolu, and it will go from the Choshen to these settings. And the details, how it is attached to the Choshen, and how it is attached to the settings, the pasuk will say further in the parsha of the Choshen. And the pasuk continues, Vasisa Choshen Mishpat, and you shall make a Choshen Mishpat. a breastplate of mishpat. What does it mean, mishpat? Rashi says two pshatim. Either that it is mechaper, it atones al kilkel mishpat on perverted judgment. If a dayan, if a judge perverts the judgment, the choshen is mechaper on it. And the pasuk is saying, "Vasisa, you shall make a choshen which atones for kilkel mishpat." Or another pshat is, "Vasisa choshen that will tell you the mishpat." The choshen tells you what to do when you ask it questions. The letters lit up and told the kohen gadol answers to the questions that he asked the choshen. "Vasisa choshen mishpat, you shall make a choshen that will tell you the verdict, will tell you the mishpat." Masi choshev. It will be made with different pictures on each side, kemase eifot hasenu, like the work of the eifot. Zav techeles vagomim slashoni v'sheish marsha tasa oisam. You shall make it also from the five minim, just like the eifot. And again, we have the same problem as we had in the pasuk before, in pasuk ches. Once the pasuk says that the choshen was kemase eifot, that already tells us that it should be made from the five minim, and mase choshev. Why does the pasuk have to repeat it? Masi choshev, and again the five minim. Ravua yie kofel, zeres arkoi v'zeres rochpoi. The choshen shall be made square, a zeres by a zeres. A zeres is a half a amo, and if one spreads apart his fingers and measures from the tip of his thumb to the tip of his pinky, that is called a zeres. And it was a zeres by a zeres, but doubled. And it was folded over. This way, once it was folded, it was a zeres by a zeres. And in the fold, we will see later that the Shem HaMafarish was placed into it. Umileisa voy miluas even. And you should fill up the settings with a filling up of stone. Arba turim oven. Four rows of stone. Tur. A row of oidem pitzita uvarekes hatorah echad. The first row was made up of oidem pitzita uvarekes, different types of precious stones. Vatorah sheni, noifech sapir v'yohalim. Noifech sapir is a sapphire, v'yohalim is a diamond. Vatorah shlishi leshem shvoi v'achlamo. Vatorah harvi, and the fourth row was tarshish shoyham, which is the same stone of the avnei shoyham, v'yoshvei. Mishubatzim zahav yihu b'milu oisam. When they fill up the mishpatzos, they were surrounded with these settings of gold. Meshech Chachma is medayik that by each row, only the third stone has a vav next to it. Oidem pitata uvarekes. Neufich sapir v'yohalim. Leshem shivoy v'achlamo. But by the fourth row, it says tarshish v'shoyham v'yoshvei. So why is there a vav by v'shoyham? And Meshech Chachma answers that just like we find in Kriya Shema, by the words Al Levovecho, we want to separate, in order to say it clearer, we separate Al and Levovecho, because it is the same letter that ends one word and starts the next. We have the same thing over here, by Tarshish and Shoyham, a Shin ends one word and starts the next. So the Torah puts a Vav in order to separate these two, that it should not be Tarshish Shoyam, which is very hard to say it clearly. And the pasuk continues, "Va'avonim tiyena al shemois bnei Yisrael," and the stones shall be with the names of the shvatim, shteim esrei al shemoisam, 12 on their names, pituchei chaisam, engraved with a clear writing, like the writing of a signet ring, ish al shemoi, each one on his name, tiyena l'shneim asar shavim, should be for all 12 shvatim. And the Mefarshim explained that since the pasuk over here does not say Kitzol Doisam, therefore it was different than the Avnei Shoyam. The Avnei Shoyam, the order of the Shvatim were according to the order that they were born. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Yisachar, Zvulun, Yosef, Binyamin. But over here the order was all the children of Leah first. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. Then the children of Bilah, which were Dan and Naphtali, then the children of Zilpah, Gad and Asher, and then the children of Rachel, Yosef and Binyamin. So it was different, the order was different than the Avnei Shoyam. Another difference between the Avnei Meluim and the Avnei HaShoyam was that since by the Avni Miluim it was called Miluim, which means that it was full and it could not be chaser, it could not be missing, so they could not engrave and take out anything from the stone when writing the names. By the Avni Shoyam, they actually engraved the stone, so they took out part of the stone in order to place the names in the stone, to etch them out. But by the Avni Miluim, they had to do a procedure which did not take out anything from the stone. What they did was, is they marked the names with diyoy, with ink, and then they placed the shamir, this worm, that pressed it down and engraved it that way by pressing it down and not missing and taking away anything out of the stone. So the Avnei Shoyam were able to be chorutz, engraved in a regular way, as opposed to the Avnei Miluim, where they had to use the shamir. Another difference between the Avnei Shoyam and the Avnei Miluim was that the Avnei Shoyam only had the names of the Shvatim written on those two stones, as opposed to the Avnei Miluim that had other names, as we will see in a second, written on these stones. The Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, says that besides for the names of the Shvatim that were written on the Avnei Miluim, the names Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Shiftei Yeshurun, or according to the Rambam, Shiftei Ka, were also written on these stones, because the stones used to light up when the Kohen Gadol would ask questions to the Urim V'Tumim. And through these lit up stones, they would be able to have answers to their questions. The only problem was that through the names of the Shvatim, you don't have every letter. The letters Ches, Tes, Tzadik, and Kuf are missing. So therefore, they also added the names Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, and Shiftei Yeshurun. This way, all the letters of the Aleph Beis were on the stones. How were these names, Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, Shiftei Yeshurun, or Shiftei Ka, written on the stones? According to the Rambam, on the name of Ruvain was also written Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and on the last stone, Binyamin, was written Shiftei Ka. Chizkuni learns that they spread out the name Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Shiftei Yeshurun over all the stones. How did they spread it out? No stone had more than six letters. And any stone that had less than six letters, they would add as many letters in order to make it six. For example, Ruvain has five letters, so they added the Aleph of Avram. Shimon has five letters, it got the Beis of Avram. Levi has three letters, so it got Resh Hey Mem from Avram, finishing the name Avram. And so too, they went through all the Shvatim, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Shiftei Yeshurun, and it ended by the name Yosef, because Binyamin has six letters by itself, it did not need any additional letters. That is way Chizkuni learns the division of the letters were. And the pasuk continues, "Va'asiso ala choshen, and you shall make for the choshen sharshois gavlos." Sharshois means from the lashon of sharish, just like the root of a tree holds up the tree. So too, these chains held up the choshen. So sharshois, chains that held up like roots, gavlos going from the border of the choshen, masi avois, braided work. Zahav Tar, pure gold. So for the Choshen, in order to hold up the Choshen, they made these braided chains. V'asiso ala Choshen, and you shall make for the Choshen, shtei taboi zav, two golden rings. V'nosato shtei hataboi al shnei k'sois haChoshen, and you shall place these two golden rings on the two upper edges of the Choshen. V'nosato shtei avoises hazav, and you shall now take these two golden braided chains, ashtei hataboyos, and put each one of these chains through each one of the rings, el ksois hachoshen, on the top end of the choshen. Veshtei ksois shtei hoavoyos, and each one of the two ends of the two strings, titein ashtei hamizbezos, shall be placed on the two settings that surrounded the Avnei Shoyam. V'nosato al kisvois ha'efod, and the mishbitzos, the settings, shall be placed on the shoulder straps of the ephod, el mul ponav, on the outside. It should not be underneath facing the shoulder, but rather facing outward. These mishbitzos, these settings, shall be facing outward. So that is how the choshen was attached on top to the mishbitzos. there were two rings on top, on the top two corners of the cheshen, and through these braided chains that went through the rings, it was attached to the mishbitzais. Now the puzzle continues to explain how the cheshen was attached on bottom. And you shall make two rings of gold, and you shall place them on the two ends of the cheshen, but this time on the bottom side, on the side of the cheshen that was near the ephod. Since the ephod was the apron on bottom, so it is telling you now that we are talking about the two bottom corners of the cheshen, the ones that are near the ephod, on the inside. Which means, since there was a fold in the cheshen, don't place it on the bottom two corners on the outside of the fold, but rather on the bottom two corners which are on the inside of the fold. And you shall make two rings of gold, and place these two rings on the two shoulder straps of the ephod, milmata, on bottom, mimuponav, on the outside, leumas machbarte, near where it is attached to the cheshev ha'efod, mima'al lecheshev ha'efod, a little bit above the belt of the ephod, which means on one end of the straps were the avnei shayam, but on the other end, which went on the back of the kohen, where it was attached to the cheshev ha'efod, that's where they put these two golden rings. V'yirkesu es ha'choshen, and you shall attach the cheshen mita be'oisav, from its rings, the bottom two rings, el tabe oisav ephod, to the rings that are attached to the ephod. How will you attach the cheshen to the ephod? Bipsil techeles, with threads of blue wool, liois al cheshev ephod, in order that the cheshen should be attached to the belt of the ephod, v'layizach ha'choshen me'al ephod, and the cheshen should not become detached from the ephod, because now it is attached on top with these sharsharois, with these golden chains, to the mishbitzais, and on bottom it is attached to the back of the cheshev ephod and the kisvois ephod through psil techeles that were attached to the golden rings on the bottom of the cheshen. V'nosa Aaron eshmois b'nei Yisrael, and Aaron will carry the names of the children of Yaakov. B'choshen ha-mishpat, in the choshen ha-mishpat, alibay, on his chest. B'voye el ha-kodesh, when he comes into the kodesh. L'zikaron lefnei Hashem tamid, as a remembrance before Hashem always. V'nosata el choshen ha-mishpat, and you shall place in the choshen ha-mishpat es ha-urim ves ha-tumim. Urim means the thing that lights up. Tumim, which means the words are truthful. Inside the fold, they placed the name, the Shem HaMafarish, which the Seder LaDerech explains was the name of the 42 Oisiyos of Hashem. And that was placed in the fold of the Choshen. This way, when they ask the Choshen questions, the letters light up, and that's why it's called Urim. And since whatever it says is the truth, and it is what will happen, it was called Tumim, which means Emes. V'hoyu Alev Aharon, and they will be on the heart of Aaron, b'voyoy lefnei Hashem, when he comes before Hashem. V'nosa Aaron es mishpat b'nei Yisrael, and Aaron will carry the judgment of the b'nei Yisrael, alibay, on his heart, lefnei Hashem tamid, before Hashem always. What does it mean Aaron will carry the mishpat b'nei Yisrael? It depends how we learned mishpat earlier in Pasuk Tesvav, where there we explain two pshatim in the word mishpat. Either it means that the choshen atoned for kilkal mishpat, for perverted judgment. According to that pshat, it means that Aaron will carry as mishpat bnei Yisrael the atonement for the kilkal mishpat. And according to the second pshat, that it gave the verdict and told the Yidden what to do, it means Aaron will carry as mishpat bnei Yisrael the verdict that was told to the bnei Yisrael on his heart before Hashem tamid. And Rashi says, pasuk tezvav, choshen mishpat. Why was it called choshen mishpat? Shemechaper al kilkal din, because it atoned for perverted judgment. Choshen, the choshen that atoned for mishpat. Dover acher, mishpat, shemevarer devarov, it clarifies its words, v'haftachose emes, and whatever it says is the truth. Dirisham pelas, shemishpat mishamesh gimel lashonis. The word mishpat is used in three different ways. Divrei tainis bali din, the words of the claims of the litigants. Ugmar adin, and the verdict of the din. Ve'oinesh adin, and the punishment of a din. Im oinesh miso, whether it is a punishment of death. Im oinesh malchus, if it is a punishment of lashes. Im oinesh mamain, or whether it is a punishment of money. And this means a lashon of clarifying the words. Shemefarish umevarid dvar, because the choshen through the urim v'tumim will give us a verdict and clarify the words. And that's what Rashi is saying. Just like it says earlier that there were three lashonis, and the middle lashon was gemar din, the verdict. That is what it means over here. It is the choshen that tells us the mishpat, tells us the verdict of what to do. Zok Rashi, that it was made kemase eifod, like the work of the eifod, mase choshev u'mechamishas minim. The mase choshev, different pictures on each side, and from five minim. It was zeres arko of zeres rachbay. Kofel, it was doubled over, u'mutal loy lefonav, and placed before him, keneged liboy, opposite his heart. Shenemar, v'hoyu alev aharon, it was on the heart of aharon. Toloi bekis was the ephod. This choshen was hanging from the shoulder straps of the ephod. Habois me'achorov, that started out from the back of the kohen. Akasefov, over his shoulders. V'nik polois v'yordos lefonov ma'at. And it went over his shoulders a bit. V'choshen toloi behem b'sharshorois. And the choshen used to hang through these braided chains. V'taboyis, and the hooks that were attached to the edge, the upper edge of the choshen. Kamoshim beforish be'inyan, like will be explained a little further in this inyan. Umilei, and you will fill up this choshen with four rows of stone. Hashem shohavonim mimalois gumois hamish betzois, since the stones fill up the holes of the settings hamisukonis lahen, that were prepared for them. Kara oisean beloshem miluim. That's why these stones are called miluim. They fill up the mishbetzois. Mishubatzim zav, yiu haturim b'milu oisam. Surrounded with mishbetzai zav shall be these rows when they fill up the mishbetzais. Mukafim mishbetzai zav, they were surrounded with settings of gold. Be'oimek shir, with the depth of the measurement, she ismale ba'oibia evan, that it will fill up the whole depth of the stone. However thick, however deep the stone was, that's how deep the setting was. Zehu lashon b'milu oisam. That is the language of b'milu oisam in their fillings. Kishir milu avyon shel avonim, like the measurements of the thickness of the stone, yia emek hamish mitzvahs, will be the thickness and the depth of the settings. Lepachas v'layoser, in order that it will fit very snug. As we spoke out, the Ramban argues that it was not held into the mishpatzais like that, but rather with three prongs. Ish al shemoi, keseder toldoisam seder ha'avonim, like the order that they were born were the order of the stones. Oidem leruven pitma leshimon v'chein kula. And the Mefarshim explained that Rashi does not mean literally the order that they were born, but rather all the children of Leah first, then the children of Bilhah, then Zilpah, and then Rachel. Al ha'choshen, you shall make on the choshen. That's what it literally means. But Rashi explains, b'shvil ha-choshen, for the choshen, l'kavon b'tabois, in order to attach them to the rings. K'moshim afurish l'mata be'inyan, like the pasuk will explain a little further on. So you shall make for the choshen sharshars, lashon shirasha ilan. It means roots of a tree, just like a root of a tree, hamachizan le'ilan, that hold on to the tree, le'e'oches, u'lehitaka ba'oretz, in order that it shall be placed and stuck into the ground, af elu yumachizan le'choshen. These chains also will hold on to the choshen. Shebahem yitoli be'efod, through these chains they will hang on the ephod. Ve'hem shtei sha'ashroes ha'amuris l'mala. These are the two chains that were mentioned earlier, be'in ha'mishbetzois, concerning the mishbetzois in pasuk Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. Va'af sha'ashroes pasuk Menachem ben Tzorok lashon shrushim. And even the pasuk over there, pasuk Yud Dalet, where it says sha'ashroes with a resh, Menachem also said it means a lashon of roots. Va'omer, and he says she'resh yaseira, the resh is extra. My mem sheva shilshoim umem sheva reikam, just like the mem in the word shilshoim is extra and the mem of the word reikam, so too in the word shar shirois the resh is extra. It's like shar shirois. The eni royes devarav, I do not agree to the words of Menachem. El shar shirois beloshen ivris kishal shalois beloshen my mishnah. Shar shirois means chains, just like the word shal sheles beloshen hamishnah. So the first time in pasuk Yudalad when it says shar shirois, it means chains, and over here when it says shar shirois, it means roots, like roots of a tree that hold up the tree. The chains were like roots that held up the choshen. Gam Avlus, he mikbalis ha'omer lamala. This is mikbalis that the pasuk says earlier in pasuk Yudalad. Shetiskoyim, you shall place these chains b'tabois in the rings. Sheyu b'gvul choshet, that were at the edge of the choshet. L'chol gvul lashon katzav, and every lashon of gvul means an edge. Ashomil balaz, masi avois, masi klia, braided work. And then you should make ala choshen. It does not mean on the choshen, but rather l'tzarech ha-choshen, for the purpose of the choshen. Kedei l'kavan boy, in order to place the chains into the choshen, you will make rings. It does not make sense that when the pasuk says v'asisa ala choshen, it means you should make these rings on the choshen when you make the choshen. Shem kein mahu shechoyze va'omer benosato eshtei hatabois. Why does the pasuk say afterwards, and you shall place the two rings on the two ends of the choshen? V'alei kvar nesunim boy. It is already there. If the pasuk means vasisa ala choshen, you shall make on the choshen, so you already made it on the choshen. So why is it telling you now where to place it? Hoylo lichtoy b'tchilas hamikra. The pasuk should have written it in the beginning of the pasuk vasisa al kaseis hachoshen shtei tabayzov. If the pasuk was saying that originally when you make the choshen, you shall make it with the tabois there, the pasuk should have said vasisa al shnei kaseis hachoshen shtei tabayzov. And also in the pasuk before, pasuk chaf beis, the pasuk means also you shall make for the choshen these two chains. It does not mean make it on the choshen. Zot Rashi al shnei kaseis hachoshen, the rings shall be placed on the two upper edges of the choshen, l'shtei peyos, on the two ends, shekineged hatzavar, that are closer to the neck, the two upper ends of the choshen, liyamonis ulusmoilis, on the right side and the left side, haboim mul kisvos eifoid, that will come opposite the straps, the shoulder straps of the eifoid. When the shoulder straps of the eifoid come over the shoulder, then they will be very close to the upper two edges of the choshen, and you shall place these rings over there. And through these rings you shall place each one of the two braided chains. These are the same chains that were mentioned earlier in the pasuk. And it did not say where to place it in the choshen. Now the pasuk is telling you that you shall place these chains through the rings. And a raya that it is the same chains mentioned earlier, that these are the ones mentioned before. In Parshas Pekude, where it repeats all the Big Day Kahuna, it does not say these chains twice. So it must be that these are all one chain, and the pasuk is just explaining here where to place these chains. And the two ends shall stay ha'avoisos of these two chains. Beis Roshem shall call achas va'achas, the two ends of each one of these chains. Because if you take a chain and you put it through a ring and you hold on to the ends, now you have two ends for one chain. And the two ends of each of these chains, titein al shtei hamizbetzais, you shall place it on the two mizbetzais, on the two settings, hein hein haksubis lamala. These are the settings that were mentioned earlier, bein b'parsha ha'choshen u'parsha ha'efod, sai in the parsha of the choshen and sai in the parsha of the efod, le'pirish esarchon, and it does not say their use, mesmakoimon, and exactly where they were placed. Achshav mefarish. Now the pasuk tells you sheitokavahen roshei ha'avoses hatchubos b'tabois, that you shall put in these two ends that went through the ring, hachoshen of the choshen, liyamin ulusmoil, on the right side and the left side, etzel hatzavar, near the neck, in other words on the upper portion of the choshen, shnei roshei shashreis ha'amonis, the two ends of the right chain, toikea b'mishpesei shel yamin, you will place that in the right setting, b'chein b'shel smoil, and so too in the left setting, shnei roshei shashreis ha'smoilis, the two ends of the left chain that went through the left ring of the choshen, that will go and be attached to the left mishpatzos, the left setting. There is a machloikis how these chains were attached to the mishpatzos. Some learn that on the mishpatzos there were hooks, and these chains were hooked on to to these hooks that were on the mishbitzais. Others learn it went in like a button goes into a buttonhole. At the end of these chains, there were protrusions like a button that was able to be squeezed through the hole on the mishbitzais if you pushed it sideways. And then when you straightened it out, just like you straighten out a button when it goes through the hole, then it stayed in place and it didn't fall through the hole. That is how the chains were attached to the mishbitzais. We mentioned the Ramban earlier, who said that the Avnei Shoyam were set into the mishbitzais through three prongs that came out of the mishbitzais and held the Avnei Shoyam in place. According to the Ramban, the Sharsharos, the chains, were attached to the mishbitzais by sliding it onto one of these prongs that went around the Avnei Shoyam. And Rashi continues, V'nosato ha-mishbitzais, and you shall place these settings, al-kisvois ha-ephod, on the shoulder straps of the ephod, achas bezu v'achas bezu, one on each side, nimso kisvois ha-ephod machzikin es-achoshen. It comes out that the shoulder straps of the ephod are holding up the choshen, shalayipol, that it should not fall, u'behen hu tolu, and through these straps the choshen is hanging, but still the bottom of the choshen is moving around, and it is banging on the kohen gadol stomach. It is not attached. Yafa, well, that's why we need another two rings that are on the bottom of the choshen, like the pasuk continues to explain. And these mishbitzos were on the kisvois ha-ephod el mul panav, on the outside, shel ephod of the ephod, shel yitin ha-mishbitzos be'ever ha-kisvois klapi ha-me'il. Do not place the settings on the side of the straps, the side of the shoulder straps, klapi ha-me'il, that's facing inside the shirt, ela be'ever ha-elyon shel klapi chutz. Rather, you shall put it on the outside, facing outside, v'hu kari mul panav shel ephod, and that is called the outside, the mulpanov of the ephod, ki oisei eiver she'en ninira, because the side that is not visible, ene kari ponim, cannot be called ponim. So the pasuk is saying, place these mishbitzais on the kisvois ha-ephod el mulpanov, on the outside, facing the outward, not facing the me'il inward. And Rashi continues, al shnei kisvois ha-choshen, you put another two rings on the bottom part of the choshen. These are the bottom two ends, the bottom two corners on the left and the right. The pasuk is giving you two signs. Firstly, he's telling you, put it on the bottom two corners, because these bottom two corners are opposite the apron part. The top corners of the choshen are not opposite the ephod, shari samach letzavarhu, that those two are near the neck. Well, ephod nosan al mosnav, and we explained earlier that the apron was wrapped around the back and the loins of the kohen gadol, which is below. So it must mean the lower two corners of the choshen. V'oid nosan simin, and a second simin given, shlo yikavon be'eva choshen shel klapi chutz. Even if you place it on the bottom two corners, do not place it on the bottom two corners of the fold that face outward. Ela be'eva shekelape pnim. Put it on the inner fold. Shenemar boisa, because it says boisa. V'oisei ha'eva hu l'tzad ha'efod. And that side is also considered l'tzad ha'efod, because the pasuk says that it should be on the side that's the side of ephod. So it's telling you, first of all, it means the bottom, and it's also telling you it means the inner fold, because the inner fold is also closer to the ephod. How? Shecheshev or ephod chagur lekoyin, because the cheshev, the belt of the ephod, ties the koyin, v'nikpal hatzino lefnei hakoyin al mosnav, and the apron folds over a little bit onto the loins of the koyin, uksas kresei, and onto a bit of his stomach, mikan ulikan, on each side, ad kenege kseis hachoshen, until the edges of the bottom of the corners of the choshen, ukseis avshoich min olav, and the bottom edges of the choshen lie on the edges of the ephod. So therefore, if we say that you should put it on the two corners that are el aver ha efoy toward the efoy. It is telling us that it is on the bottom, and it is also telling me that it must mean the inner fold, because the inner fold actually sits on the corner of the apron as it folds toward the front. Ashtei kisfoy so efoy milmato. And then you will place another two rings on the bottom of the shoulder straps of the ephod below. The settings are put on the top part of the shoulder straps. Haboim al ksefov, that come over his shoulders, connected groin near his throat. Vinikpolis viodos lefonov, and they fold over toward the front of him. Vatabois, and these rings, siva litain beroshin asheni. Pasuk is telling you put it on the opposite end, shumechum la'efoy, the part that is attached to the apron. And that's why the pasuk says leumas machbartoy, put it near where it is attached, samoch lemakam chibur on the efoid, near where the straps are attached to the apron. Lemala min chagura, a drop above the belt. Maat shamechberes leumas chagura, because it is attached. The attachment of the kisfoy or ephod is near the belt. The elu nesunim ma'at begoiva, and these rings were put a little bit above in the height, zekifas hakisfoy, of the erect shoulder straps of the ephod. Shenema mimal cheshev ephod, because the pasuk says put it a little bit above the belt of the ephod. Vehin keneged soif hachoshen, and this is opposite the bottom of the choshen. It's just that the body of the kohen is in between. Menoisem pistil techeles, and then you place a techeles strand ba'oisen ha'tavois through these rings, uve tavois ha'choshen, and through the tavois of the bottom of the choshen v'roichson ba'oisen pistil, and you attach it with this string liyamin ulsmol, one on the right, one on the left. Shloye taxas tachtes achoshen hoylech lefnim v'choizel la'ocher. The bottom of the choshen should not bang around, going forward and backward. V'nekesh al kreisa, banging on the stomach of the kohen. V'nimsa b'yushev al ha'me'il yofa, and through these psil techeles, going through these two tabois, the tabois on the bottom of the choshen and the tabois of the bottom of the kisvas ha'efoid, it attaches the bottom of the choshen well, that it should not bang around on the stomach of the kohen. Mimul ponov, these two tabois were put on the outside, be'evar achitzon, on the outside of the kisvos ha'efoid, not underneath. V'yirkesu, lashen chibur, and you shall attach. V'chein, meruchse ish, a gang of people, chibure chevli rishon. It means a group of rishon. So meruchse means to attach. A group is attached. Mechein varachosim, and the mountain range, labika, will become a bika, will become a plain. What is rachosim? Harim hasmuchim zelazem, mountains that are very close to each other. She'i efshar leirid legai, that it is impossible to go to the valley, shebeinehem, between them. Ela b'koshi gadol, only with great difficulty. Shemitach smichasam, because the mountains are very close to each other. Hagai zekufa, the valley is deep. Va'amuka, yiru lebikas mishor, this deep valley will become flat, a flat plain. V'noichelelech, and easy to go on. So we see the word Varachasim is a mountain range that is very close to each other. So we see it means to attach, to attach the choshen from the rings on the bottom of the choshen to the rings on the kisvos ha'efod. Lias achesh of ha'efod, in order that it will be on the belt of the ephod, lias achoshen dovak el cheshu ephod, in order that the breastplate will be attached to the belt of the ephod. Velo yizach, it shall not be detached. Loshen nituk, a loshen of detaching. Veloshen arabihu kedivrei donesh ben levrat, it is a loshen of arabi, like the words of donesh ben levrat. Here Rashi says a loshen arabi, just like he says in Parshas Truma on the word kisaisav, the hollow pipes. Kisu means a loshen arabi, hollow. And also in Parshas Boy, al toichlu mimenu, no, do not eat the carbon pesach, no, which means something that was not completely roasted. And over there also Rashi says that no is a loshen arabi. And Rashi continues, and you will place in the fold of the choshen esaurim vesatumim, hu ksav shem mefersh, it is the ksav of the explicit name of Hashem, as we explained from the Tzedul HaDerech, the name of 42 Oisyes, that he placed it in the folds of the Choshen. Shal Yadehu Meir Devarav. The word Urim means because through this Shem HaMafarish it illuminated its words. Umetamim es devarav. Tumim means its words are truthful. Uvamigdash sheni hoya choshen. And in the second Beis HaMikdash, obviously the choshen existed. She'i esher l'kohen gadol liyas mechus begadim. It is not possible for a kohen gadol to do the avodah, missing one of the begadim. So he could not have been missing the choshen. Aval oisoy hashem lo hoya b'seichay. But this shame, this shame hamafurish was not inside the fold. And because of this shame hamafurish, it was called mishpat. Shenemar v'shaloi b'mishpat ha'urim. And you will ask the verdict from the urim b'tumim. And Aaron will carry its mishpat b'nei Yisrael. Davar shehem nishpatim. The thing that they are judged with, v'neichachem al yadoi, and they come to a conclusion through this shame. If lasses davar or loy lasses, whether they should do something or not do. And according to this pshat, the lashon of mishpat bnei Yisrael means the verdict of the bnei Yisrael. Ulefi hamedrash agado shachoshen mechaper al beufse adin. But according to the medrash agado, that the choshen atoned because of perverted judgments, nikra mishpat. The pasuk is saying that he's carrying the mishpat al shem slichas mishpat. He's carrying the atonement for kilkel mishpat, for perverted judgment. Just like Rashi said earlier, he's saying it again, there are two pshatim in the word mishpat, whether it means the verdict of the din, or whether it means that the choshen is mechaper for kilkel mishpat.